Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Kevin in Arlington is. Kevin, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Steve. Kevin is ready to play the game, so you've got to get out of here.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, Kevin will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What season follows winter?
Spring.
Yes. Which Asian country gave the world porcelain?
Porcelain China?
Yes. What mid-90s year did Soundgarden release Super Unknown?
94?
Yes. 95. How many primary forces act upon an airplane in flight?
3.
No.
2?
No.
4.
Yes. Which former Seattle Mariner was nicknamed the Wizard?
Pass.
In the Bible, how many brothers did Abraham have?
3?
No.
4 or 5.
No, no. What decade were barcode scanners introduced in supermarkets?
70s.
Yes. Which planet has the highest concentration of carbon dioxide?
Mars.
No.
Venus?
Yes. What is the name of the bugle call played at patriotic memorial ceremonies and funerals?
I couldn't hear that. Repeat it, please.
What is the name of the bugle call played at patriotic memorial ceremonies and funerals?
Pass.
Mount Hood is part of which mountain range?
Mount Hood?
Yeah.
The Cascades.
Yes. Which former Mariner was nicknamed the Wizard?
Cal.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. That is a great score, Kevin.
I drank my V8 this morning.
Yeah. Was it low sodium? All right.
Steve, welcome back.
In a picture, I walk in and there's the two of you just staring at each other, smiling.
Well, I was waiting for...
Is anybody talking on the radio or are we just in silence as you two just like gaze in each other's eyes?
I asked him a question and we were waiting for the response.
What was the question?
He chose not to respond. He said he drank his V8 and I said, was it low sodium?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's important to go low sodium. My sodium is super high.
Exactly. Oh.
I love salt.
Who doesn't?
Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Is this a low sodium edition of Beat Migs?
It is. What season follows winter?
Spring.
Yes. Which Asian country gave the world porcelain?
Let's go China.
Yes. What mid-90s year did Soundgarden release Super Unknown?
Mid-90s year. It's 1994.
It is. How many primary forces act upon an airplane in flight?
How many primary forces? 3.
No.
2.
No.
1?
No!
Damn it.
Which former Seattle Mariner was nicknamed the Wizard?
The Wizard? Was that Gaylord Perry?
No.
Oh. Was that... the Wizard. Randy Johnson?
No.
Randy Arozarena?
No. In the Bible, how many brothers did Abraham have?
3?
No.
2?
Yes. What decade were barcode scanners introduced in supermarkets?
Let's go 80s.
No.
90s.
No.
70s.
Yes. Which planet has the highest concentration of carbon dioxide?
Oh, it's definitely Uranus.
It is not.
Jupiter.
No.
Saturn.
No.
Damn it.
Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
Wow.
That is not enough to take down Kevin. Kevin got 7. 7 for Kevin. I like that it rhymes. Mm-hmm. Congratulations,
ready
Kevin.
For me.
Let's go!
He did guess correctly. You went the wrong direction. That the number of primary forces that act upon an airplane is 4. We have lift, weight, thrust, and drag.
Is that why you guys were asking about low sodium?
The former Mariner that had the nickname of Wizard was Ichiro.
I've never heard. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. I don't think I've ever heard anyone refer to him as the Wizard.
And the planet with the highest concentration of carbon dioxide, our friend Kevin knew it was Venus. 2 that you did not get to. What is the name of the bugle call played at patriotic memorial ceremonies and funerals?
Taps?
Yes.
Yep.
And Mount Hood, it's a part of what mountain range?
The Cascades.
Look at you, Steve Migs. Just crushing it on points that don't count.
I know. I just took too long.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Olympics may be over, but so much of it is still living in my brain. So did you watch like I did? If so, call in now, 206-803-ROCK. If you were glued to the Olympics and enjoyed watching them like I did, call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take your calls after Scorpions. The Olympics closing ceremony happened over the weekend, and the games themselves have left us with many great memories. Yes. But there were some really wild things that happened during the Olympics, and that seems to happen every year. So these are some of the stories that went down in Italy for the Winter Olympics of 2026. The wild, the insane, the unforgettable. The stuff that people are still talking about and will continue to talk about. And you have to guess if it really happened. We have Jacob in Puyallup playing along this morning. What's up, Jacob?
Hi there.
All right, Jacob, we're going to read you a story. We're going to let you got to tell us whether or not you think it actually happened at this past Winter Olympics. Are you ready?
Yes.
This story is about a hockey player, Jack Hughes. He lost his teeth and then scored the overtime winning goal. Did that actually happen?
That sounds very plausible. I'm going to say yes.
Yes, actually it did. He had two teeth knocked out and ended up scoring the game-winning overtime goal to put Team USA at top of the Olympics for the first time in 46 years.
You don't need your teeth to compete.
You absolutely don't. You just need to smile. All right, are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
All right, a member of our USA team, Lindsey Vonn, nearly lost her leg all because of the Olympics. Did that really happen?
I thought it wasn't her entire leg.
But it was part of her leg. Almost.
It was her foot, I thought.
Well, it really doesn't matter. She didn't lose it, but...
but yes, that happened.
She nearly had her leg amputated because of how severe her injuries were. We talked about it earlier.
Oh.
Had she not torn her ACL and also got into that skiing crash, she might have lost her leg, which is just awful.
So insane.
All right, next one. How about this one? An iconic figure skater performed in jeans during their performance.
Was it Calvin Klein?
No, it's DoorDash. Did that happen?
I'm going to say no on that one.
Actually, it did happen. Wow. And how about the jeans were $1,000?
Whoa!
They were like custom jeans because they worked for the costume.
Of course.
$1,000 jeans.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we got one more for you. Are you ready, Jacob?
Yep.
All right, a dog raced in the cross-country skiing competition.
That wouldn't surprise me. I'd say true.
You're absolutely right. A hotel, they call it a wolf dog, and that thing is just kind of terrifying. Sprinted onto the race course during a women's cross-country qualifier, and then it briefly confused the athletes because everybody wanted to give it a belly rub.
He was a very good boy.
Let me test you guys.
Let's all see right.
If you guys, did this happen or not? Israel's bobsled team was disqualified for a fake illness.
I'll say yes. That happened.
Now, Dan, are you saying that with confidence or are you just guessing?
No, that just sounds really real.
It is. I thought this was just crazy. So they have a 4-man bobsled squad, and it was disqualified when they revealed that one member said he was sick when he actually wasn't because they wanted the reserve guy to compete.
Oh.
And I guess there's a fair play issue with that. So they were like, yep, can't have that happen. So they got disqualified.
Did they get disqualified from just that event or is it all the rest of the bobsledding events?
That I'm not sure about.
Oh.
All right, how about this one? A snowboarder lost their phone midair with headphones still attached. Oh. Yeah.
Sounds legit. Yeah.
During the Olympic slopestyle run, a Team USA snowboarder actually dropped her cell phone midair, which is just crazy that you're competing in the Olympics. But of course, you got to have your music on.
Yeah, you got to have your tunes.
Which just seems bonkers to me. I get it because that's probably how you practice.
Yeah.
And that puts you in the right mindset. But still, yeah, the phone fell out.
Oh, my God. I wonder if the phone survived. It probably did if it was an Android.
I believe, no, it was an iPhone. It's totally fine. How about this one? A ski jumper was nearly hit by a leaf blower.
A leaf blower?
I'm going to go with no on that one.
I'm going to go with yes.
U.S. ski jumper Ben Loomis narrowly avoided a collision with a snow removal leaf blower right as he launched his jump, and then he still pulled off a respectable 116-meter flight.
What? Very impressive, sir.
All right, one more?
Sure.
A speed skater was sliced by another person's blade.
Dude, I watched it. It happened.
Yeah. Well, then, Danny, I would say
guess yes.
Did you see the video?
No, tell me about it.
The ski hit, like, I thought the person was going to lose their eye. It hit right below their eye, and all of a sudden you just see blood all across their face. It was like, what just happened? They were, I mean, narrowly missed probably a blinding.
Now, I'm a wrestling nerd, so, like, when you bleed, you want to get a picture because it looks cool. That, to me, would just be so freaking epic. There you are at the Olympics, especially if you got a medal.
Oh.
And you got blood coming down your face, and then you got, like, the Olympic rings behind you and the great scenery.
And the way that those speed skaters crash, they are going so fast. And that blade hit the face real hard.
Like an inch away, probably would have lost her eye.
Absolutely.
Jeez.
Be careful out there.
That's the fun part about this entire thing. Every single one of those stories, 100% true and happened at the 2026 Olympics.
Go Team USA.
The Daily Mix Show.
How well do you know music? Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, we have the hookup on tickets to see the Black Jacket Symphony, and they are performing Pink Floyd's legendary album, The Wall, in its entirety. Those tickets could be yours if you call 206-803-ROCK and play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see the Black Jacket Symphony, and they are performing Pink Floyd's legendary album, The Wall, in its entirety on March 10th at the Federal Way Performing Arts and Event Center. Say good morning to Nathan in Lacey. What's up, Nathan?
Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to spin this wheel and see who you're playing with. Will it be Steve Miggs or myself?
All right, we are spinning. Who's it going to land on? I feel it lands on you a lot, P-Dog.
It likes me. I don't know why.
I think it's a full-fledged crush right now because, yep, it's you once again, Nathan. You got Taryn Daly.
Let's do it, T-Dog.
All right, Nathan, here is your clip.
Yeah, they come.
That would be Alice in Chains, Rooster.
Easy work right there.
Oh, my gosh, Nathan, killing it.
Because I still like to think about the Super Bowl. I still chuckle knowing that Jerry Cantrell was at the Super Bowl with Dave Matthews from the Dave Matthews Band. I want that collaboration.
They're just kicking it.
I want to hear Dave Matthews cover Rooster.
Oh, I bet he'd crush it. All right, Nathan, you did very well. Now it's my turn. Danny, let's hear the clip.
Those are some good lyrics right there.
Around the World by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Let's go.
Nathan, thank you for playing the game with no integrity with us. You're going to go see the Black Jacket Symphony on March 10th.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
You say no integrity, but for once, I feel like there was integrity.
Dude, I know. But if you're looking for a game with integrity, this is not the one.
Never has been.
Mm-mm. Never will be.
The Daily Mix Show.
We talk about a lot of things in the mornings. If there's been a subject we've hit on that you want to chat with us about, you can call 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Smashing Pumpkins. Throughout the morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So please do call up to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. And the number is 206-803-ROCK. Steve Miggs, we have a couple more tooth stories on hold right now.
I told you, everybody has a story about losing it, and it's all inspired because of Jack Hughes from the U.S. Olympic hockey team lost a couple of chiclets.
The toothless wonder scoring an OT. So let's start with Ed in Seattle, though. He wants to comment on something we were discussing last week, and that was basically like a big band that you got to see in a small venue. So, Ed, who was that band for you?
Good morning. My wife and I, well, my girlfriend at the time actually gave it away there a little bit, but back in 1989, we were going to school at Washington State, and we decided to go to a show at the local student union building, the Cub Ballroom. Never heard of the band before. Maybe we heard good things. I don't remember the details, but there were maybe a couple hundred people there, got in for like $5 or $6. And I just remember it was really loud and raucous, and I friggin' loved it. And my wife hated it, my girlfriend at the time, rather. And so she said, let's go. This sucks. And I said, you know, I'm going to stick around. I'll see you later.
Okay.
And it turned out to be Alice in Chains.
Wow.
Did your wife ever become a fan later?
Before they even released their first album. What's that?
Did your wife end up becoming a fan later on?
Somewhat, yeah. I mean, she's not a fan of hard rock like I am. I mean, I grew up listening to KSW since I was pretty much in diapers. You know, we went to see him at Lollapalooza, and we went to see Jerry Cantrell at the Showbox years later. And so she likes them okay. I mean, they're amazing, obviously. And
I'm shocked the relationship lasted after that. I'd be like, you're done.
You know what? I'm lucky. I probably, in retrospect, shouldn't have done that. I probably should have said, okay, honey, I'll go home. You know, I'll walk you home.
Yeah.
But I couldn't leave. I was transfixed.
I'm so glad you weren't chivalrous at that moment, so you were able to watch Alice in Chains. And I mean, imagine seeing... Dude, I fell down that rabbit hole of, like, the people discovering a band for the first time or hearing a song, and some guy that's, like, a hip-hop head, and he, like, listens to rock songs on YouTube and experienced them for the first time, and he watched Alice in Chains at the Moore Theater, their performance of Love, Hate, Love, which is just... If you've never seen it, it's on YouTube. It's Layne Staley at his absolute darkest and best. And this guy was... Like, he was showing his goosebumps, and he was just like, he was just like speechless. And it was just so much fun to experience Alice in Chains again. Like, almost like you're hearing it for the first time through this guy's ears.
Through a whole new lens.
I love that kind of stuff.
206-803-ROCK. Let's get into the tooth stories.
Okay.
How did you lose your tooth? Let's start with Tacoma. Bob in, you guessed it, Tacoma, Washington. Bob, how did you lose your tooth?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Well, back in the late 70s when I was stationed at Fort Belvoir, Virginia, I had my wisdom teeth pulled. And afterward, I mean, it was a nightmare, but afterwards I had a real hard time eating the food in the mess hall. Mm-hmm. So I went back to the dentist and I told him, so he gave me a pass to eat at the officer's restaurant in the hospital. And so he didn't date it. So I milked that thing for the entire year and a half that I was stationed at Fort Belvoir. So after class, everybody would stampede to the mess hall like a herd of elephants. And I'd go up to my room, take a shower, change my clothes, walk across the golf course and sit down and eat in the restaurant there. And I'm eating beef Wellington, stuffed game hens, everything like that. And like I said, I milked that for over a year.
I love that. So there was like a noticeable difference in quality of food.
Oh, most it was like a Michelin restaurant versus McDonald's.
Oh,
that's how you work the system, Bob.
Yeah, I feel like all the people you hang with are going to hate you at some point. Like, oh, there goes Bob again enjoying his beef Wellington.
I mean, how could you blame the guy?
I wouldn't, but I'd still give him a hard time.
206-803-ROCK.
Like, take this Ziploc bag and bring me some.
Rob, you are in Tacoma this morning. What is your tooth story?
Good morning, guys. Thanks. So it starts with poor choices in life, and I had a little fling with some drugs for a while. So I lost a bunch of teeth. I had 7 teeth on top and 7 teeth on the bottom. And then I got a job almost 3 years ago at the big airplane company.
Uh-huh.
And they have a perk where they will pay for your implants.
No way. That's
not
cheap.
Yeah, way, dude. No, it's not. It's over $50K.
Wow.
It's a lot of money. And they pay 100%. So, you know, I've been sober 12 years now.
Good for you.
And you know what? It's amazing to, like, my smile is going to be so amazing when this is done. But yeah,
dude, I was going to say, your smile is like a reminder of where you once were and where you are now. That's pretty freaking cool.
Oh, yeah. But it was quite the ordeal when that dentist rips your teeth out.
Oh, dude.
Because it is literally, he numbs up your mouth a bunch of Novocaine. I mean, I was numb when he did the tops. I was numb to my eyeballs.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
Your whole face is so numb. And shout out to Dr. Smith of Advanced Dental. He's the one doing the work. He's done over 8,000 implants, so he really knows what he's doing. But it is literally a man with a pair of pliers and brute strength.
Dude, that's amazing.
I've had a tooth removed and you don't feel it at all, but it's just as it's traumatic because you just feel it being pulled out. Like you hear it and you just, it doesn't hurt, but you feel it. It's the weirdest sensation.
To me, it's almost the sound worse than the feel.
It's very weird. Yes, I know exactly what he was talking about.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are going to be invading Stanwood in just a couple of weeks for Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade presented by Sail Brewing Company.
It's going to be crazy.
If you have green, you should wear it, because if you don't wear green on St. Patrick's Day, you get pinched.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you going to pinch people?
Of course. I'm like the pinch police.
Of course. Everyone. Danny and I will not, unless you want, unless you consensually ask us to.
We have made the parade bigger, although the route is still the shortest St. Patrick's Day parade you could possibly attend. So get all the details and join us on Saturday, March 14th, over at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show is built on the backs of legends. The Rockaholics. And some don't just listen. They show up. They bring the moment. They win the day. They're the player of the game. And they earn the Daily Mix Game Ball.
Many teams do this, including our Seattle Seahawks and now us. A tradition of giving out a game ball to the player of the game. So Steve Miggs, unveil for us who is getting today's Daily Miggs Show game ball.
Today's player of the game is a rockaholic by the name of Anthony, and he's from Tacoma, and he seems to know random music stuff just like the rest of us.
So we want to put some of our listeners to the test and see how quickly they can figure out what song the Easy Band is covering. Anthony from Tacoma is on the phone. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. Love the Easy Band, by the way.
Okay, so this might be easy for you. Sorry.
We'll see.
Karen and Danny don't know either.
Creep. Yeah, I think it's Radiohead.
Yes, not the Stone Temple Pilots Creep, Danny. Danny's very confused. Honestly, I thought he said Creed, and I was like, no, why? Oh, you know if they had a Creed cover, I would have played that one immediately. Listen to this.
This is my karaoke song.
Yeah.
This is my karaoke song.
Nice.
Creep?
Yes.
How does the crowd react to it when you do it? Because it's a sad song.
They love it, man. When I do it, they do, because I'm kind of a purist, so I try to keep my in line with the original singers.
Oh, so you should do a Dave Chappelle style and just be drunk, stoned, and a cigarette in your hand.
What the hell am I doing here?
Everybody is getting a game ball, okay?
The Daily Mix Show.
What happens if you forget your Mariners jersey at spring training? We will tell you what Randy Arozarena did during the Daily Migs download after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
His name is Ryan Castle, and he is here.
That's correct.
It's wonderful to see you.
All three of those things are true.
How's your coffee?
Hot and bitter.
Just like, how I like my women.
Like Taryn Daly.
That was awkward.
Yes.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and the Mariners are in full swing. Spring training's going on. We have to make it a trip one of these days and just do spring training.
I would love to.
That's like a bucket. Let's do next year.
Let's go.
Field trip.
Why next year?
Let's go right now?
Well, I'm going to be in Vegas for a couple.
Well, then how are we supposed to do this?
Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, Saturday. Yeah.
We'll meet you there.
We'll just broadcast from spring training.
Sure.
Be fun to hang out with the players. We're all in a good mood. They're all having a good time, including Randy Arozarena. For some reason, when they were taking on the Cincinnati Reds a couple of days ago, somehow he lost his jersey with his number and his name. And I guess they didn't have the ability to make a brand new one for him in time. So he just grabbed a blank jersey. Actually, it had the number 75 put on it, which is not his number. He's number 56. But then he had no letters, so they used tape. And they put, like with masking tape or athletic tape, they just spelled out Arozarena.
And it's a very long name.
Very long name.
And they started, they thought the name was not that very long because it kind of goes into his sleeve as well. It's fantastic.
A little bunched up on the shoulder there.
All of our design people are looking at that and having a twitching eye.
But if I'm the marketing team, you got to do a Randy Arozarena t-shirt night where they have that version of it.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
Woodland. All right, I'll let Greg Green know. Yes.
Woodland Park Zoo has unveiled their concert series, the BECU Zoo Tunes lineup. Rock Review is the first one of the season.
Instantly thought of you. You got
to
go to that.
I could walk to this.
I was going
to
say, you could stumble home afterwards, Ryan. Yeah. You could wear your captain's hat from live night.
It's happened.
Also, we know you're a huge Courtney Barnett fan. So
I know who Courtney Barnett is.
I'm okay.
She's fun. They probably play her on the end. Yeah, she's really good. Also, Pavement, Maren Morris, Annie DeFranco, Jason Isbell.
Wow, rad.
Yeah, I go see Pavement. Yeah. Cut your hair.
The shows are June through August, and it's the 42nd year of the concert series. I had no idea it had been going on that long.
And now if you want to feel super old, they just released the Capitol Hill Block Party lineup, and we just did it earlier. We played a fun game of how many of these bands do we recognize?
Zero.
One.
I remember. I recognize one only because she's covered Limp Bizkit before.
And who was that?
Tisa Tox.
Tisa Tox.
Yeah.
Cool. The, awesome. The one I recognized was Wet Leg. Although
I know Wet Leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
how
it.
Do you guys know Wet Leg?
Because we're hip.
Because they're it's a thing.
It's what the kids are listening to.
I all right. All this.
We're your transition. A 32-year-old man in Kentucky was arrested on Saturday after a 911 call reported seeing him, well, being romantic with a dead deer on the side of the road.
Get
that's
out.
That's what Wet Leg
that is
about.
Not what I was expecting you to say.
Police say they found him nearby with his pants down.
No.
And deer fur on his body.
Oh, God.
It wasn't me, I swear.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with people?
Poor Bambi.
That guy's messing around for sure.
1,000%. Hey, as far as weather, we're in a high of 46 degrees. It's going to be a cloudy day today. The DMD, it's brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12 fact.
Dead deer.
The Daily Migs Show.